It is a bright, cool, and breezy Thursday afternoon across New York and western New England. Temperatures this afternoon have been mainly in the 30s, with a few spots touching the 40-degree mark, so it's considerably cooler than yesterday, and that wind howling out of the northwest at times has gusted over 30 miles per hour, and that's making it feel even colder. We've had a good deal of sunshine through this afternoon, and the air mass is very dry. Our dew point temperatures are running generally in the single digits to only around 10 or so, and that's an indication that the humidity levels are very low right now. Now, as we work into tonight, we'll have mostly clear skies through this evening, and with diminishing wind, temperatures will fall rather quickly through the evening hours. Later tonight, we'll see a little bit of warm air begin to sneak in aloft, and that will result in some cloud cover later at night, and that should stop temperatures from getting extremely cold, but it will be a rather cool night for this time of year, with overnight temperatures running generally in the teens. Some of the outlying areas will sink back into the single digits. It's possible maybe a location in the Adirondacks could be as cold as zero late tonight into early tomorrow morning. And as we work through the day tomorrow, we'll see a blend of clouds and sunshine. Temperatures will be on the cool side again, running generally in the 30s to around 40 degrees. And while today's wind has been mainly from the northwest and quite gusty at times, we'll see more of a wind from the south tomorrow that will not be as strong, so we at least won't have quite the same wind chill issues tomorrow that we've been dealing with today. Then our focus will turn to a storm that will arrive late tomorrow night. Initially, it will be cold enough for a brief wintry mix late tomorrow night into Saturday morning, but any wintry mix will quickly change to rain on Saturday as temperatures are expected to warm up above freezing. The only exception will be across pockets of the North Country where we could still see some additional icing through the day on Saturday. But as I mentioned, most areas Saturday will come up above freezing, and then on Saturday night into Sunday, the main body of precipitation will move away. We'll see cooler air come back in from the north, and we could see some of that change over to snow Saturday night into Sunday, and we're likely to see some scattered kind of passing rain and snow showers during the day on Sunday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, turning partly cloudy and cold, low in the single digits and teens. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high in the middle to upper 30s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, turning partly cloudy and cold, low in the single digits and teens. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high in the middle to upper 30s. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, turning partly cloudy and cold, low 16 to 24. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high around 40. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, turning partly cloudy and cold, low in the teens. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high 35 to 40. Region-wide, on Saturday, cloudy skies, an early wintry mix changing to rain in most areas, high in the upper 30s to lower 40s, and on Sunday, mostly cloudy with a chance of scattered rain and snow showers, continued cool with highs in the upper 30s to lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.